Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're going to always feel like you did not get a return on your investment in relationships because you're constantly pouring into people, but they're not pouring back into you. So your cup gets emptier quicker. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today I just want to celebrate and I just want to uplift my sisters around here because y'all have heard the news. Miss Mamas Ashanti is engaged and she got a baby on the way and I'm just elated about it. I'm just elated, you know, and I'm elated for a few reasons because one, I'm always trying to find positive endings for dating stories, dating experiences, because I think we see too much of the toxicity and the negative side. So when I see a positive ending, I'm always for it. Now, I was a part of the side eye community, okay, with my people's eyebrow. That's how old I am when The Rock was on wrestling and, you know, smell what The Rock is cooking, the people's eyebrow. Yes, you know, but I did have a side eye because I'm just like, okay, they spun the blog, you know, giving second chances is risky, but it can work out and it looks like it is working out for them. I can't wait for them to make it down the aisle and live happily ever after. And I'm also just really happy for Ashanti because she's pregnant at 43. And we get so much doom as a single Black woman who has no kids, especially if you are in that 30 and up, really 30 and up. They make it seem like it's impossible for us to get pregnant. It's impossible for us to have a family. Like, time has run out and it has never run out. I always talk about how my mom, she didn't get married until she was 50. And we see people like Ashanti getting married at 43. And I think what we must accept is we're in a day and age where people are just culturally getting married later, culturally having kids later. And that can help you to ease this idea of it's never going to happen for me. I'm running out of time, et cetera, et cetera. No, you're not running out of time. It's never too late. You're still alive. You can still do this. I know my grandmother had my mom in her late 40s. So it's possible. Other countries, they have kids late all the time, 40s, 50s, still having kids. It's only in America where we push this narrative of, oh, you got to have kids by this date, this time, by your 30s, geriatric pregnancy, all of these big words. And I'm not saying that it isn't riskier when you wait, but at the same time, it's possible. So latch on to those possibilities. Look for the light in dating right now because it seems like a lot of darkness because entertainment and toxicity sells. But I'm going to always show the positive end and celebrate the positive end and talk about the positive end. So congratulations to Ashanti and Nelly. Nelly, better do my girl right and just keep that wonderful showing all them teeth smile on her face. Okay? Because if a dude's spinning the block, if he ain't putting that smile on my face, I don't want it. I don't want it. I also just don't want anybody to get any ideas about spinning the block because I don't want none of y'all. All right. Peace, blessings. Okay? Sorrow, sorrows, prayers, prayers. So today I want to talk about starving your needs. I feel like let me go back. the topic came to mind because last week I was feeling very overwhelmed, like extremely overwhelmed and extremely exhausted. I've had a very exhausting past 2 months where I've been going, going, going. I haven't had a day to just rest and like I haven't had a weekend to just sit down and just be. I've been going, 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 going. So I realized that I had some needs that were being unfulfilled from the people around me, and they were not, they didn't know, and I didn't really voice it. And it just made me realize that a lot of times in life, we are starving our needs, and we need to stop doing that. We need to speak up. We need to learn how to say something, especially in the dating atmosphere. So that just made me go down this rabbit hole of just thinking about different scenarios. I remember when my cousin asked me for some advice once. She was just talking about how she was dating this guy, and he kept saying with his mouth that he wanted to be in a relationship with her, but in his actions, he wasn't giving her what she needed. She needed quality time. She needed words of affirmation. She needed reassurance. But he just kept saying, oh, I want to be with you. But he wasn't making time to see her. He wasn't making time to take her out on dates. He wasn't making time to just make her feel like a priority. So I looked at that and was like, what do you need to feel happy? What do you need to feel safe? What do you need to feel fulfilled in a relationship? And she was like, I need him to call me more. I need him to make time to see me. I need him to make me a priority. And I'm like, okay, cool. Have you voiced that to him? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, has he risen to the occasion? And she's like, no. And I'm like, and so why are we still here? What are we doing? Like, why are we still operating in this space of someone who's saying with their lips, I want to be with you, but they're not showing it with their actions? They both have to match. If his word is saying one thing, but his action is saying another, it's misaligned. Even if his actions are saying one thing, but his words are saying another, it's misaligned. So we have to be with people who allow their words to line up with their actions, right? And then if our needs are suffering from this, we need to learn how to ask for what we need and stop starving our needs in relationships with people, period. Although I talk about the datosphere most of the time, but honestly, this episode is about any type of needs, your needs from your coworkers, your needs from your friendships, your needs from your family members. This really applies. But if you find yourself starving your needs today, I just want to just dive into it and let you know how to overcome that, right? So let's talk about some reasons we often starve our needs. And I got my notes. That's why I'm looking down. So number one, many times we starve our needs because we fear that if we speak up about them, that we'll be seen as needy or we'll risk losing people. This is a lot of people-pleasing behavior. When you refuse to speak up about something that you need from someone because you don't want to risk conflict, you don't want to risk them saying, oh, you needy, you doing too much, you asking for too much. And if someone feels like that, then maybe they're just not a person that needs to be in your life, because you asking for something that you need, not saying things you want, not saying like all of it. Sometimes you just need things, and that's okay. So I think sometimes we starve our needs because we're just too afraid to speak up. And oftentimes that comes from like childhood trauma. That comes from like maybe when you would ask your parents for something, they would make you feel like, oh, you're too needy. Oh, you asking for too much. Oh, in the Black community, you worse them. You worth them. So if you grew up in a household where when you ask for things that you needed, especially emotionally, because you know, in a Black community, it's really tough being a Black child. And it's tough being a Black child many times because our parents feel like because we are not adults, we don't have emotions and our feelings don't matter because we're not paying any bills, right? And it affects us because it makes us feel like what we need does not matter. Our emotional needs are irrelevant, and that's not fair. So we often grow up in these environments where we'll say, hey, this made me feel that this way. I don't care about how you feel. I'm the parent, you the child, et cetera, et cetera. Or you'll ask for something and you're like, hey, I need this. I need this. You worse them. So when you grow up in an environment like that, you will have a tendency to starve your needs because you are afraid to speak up. You are afraid to tell people, hey, I don't like when you said this to me. Can you do this? You are afraid to set boundaries because of the atmosphere that was created when you grew up. So give yourself grace, but understand that right now you have to use your words. You got to use your words. So a second reason that you might be starving your needs is a scarcity mindset. You believe that it's impossible for your needs to be met because no one has ever met them before. So if you are a person, especially if you struggle maintaining friendships or struggle even getting friends, because I hear that a lot, especially like in girl world, where a lot of women feel like it's hard to meet friends, it's hard to find good friends, it's hard to maintain good relationships, healthy relationships, right? And they'll feel like, I've never had a best friend, I've never had that person that was my person that just rode for me, et cetera, et cetera. And so they'll kind of stop even looking for that or asking for certain things from people because that has never happened. Or maybe you're a person who's been single most of your life and you've never had a boyfriend, or you've never been in a healthy relationship where your needs were met. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. I was just talking to a guy, one of my male friends. I was just saying, you know, I realize that I've never been loved past, I've never been loved so much that I felt accepted by that person. Meaning I always felt like it was kind of a conditional thing. Like, I like you if you continue to look this way. I like you if you continue to not bring up anything, any hard conversations. I like you if you continue to be nice and don't want to talk about deep stuff, etc. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes we've never had something or never experienced something. We become so used to not getting it that we have the scarcity mindset, like that it's not available. Just because you've never had it doesn't mean that it's unavailable. Like, I've never eaten a lot of things, but that don't mean that stuff is not available and out there. I just haven't had it, right? So you don't want to have that scarcity mindset and believe just because I've never had this need met, it's never going to be met. That's not always true. Sometimes we just haven't met those people to meet those needs. So stop starving your needs because of that. Number three, you're tired of waiting for people to meet your needs, so you just settle for almost. Prophetess Brandy once said, everybody knows, almost doesn't count. Okay, so say you're in a relationship and one of your love languages is quality time. Your top two is quality time and words of affirmation, right? And you meet this person and they're a pretty cool person, but they can't give you the time they need because they work so much and they're a workaholic and they're refusing to make you a priority because they feel like work is more important than anything. Yeah, they're a great person, but if you need quality time, guess what? That's an almost. It almost doesn't count. So I think sometimes we get so stuck in the space of like, I've waited so long. And so the next person that comes along, I'm just going to accept whatever they give. And when you do that, it's a dangerous space to be in because you're basically settling. You're basically settling for something that you know won't fulfill your needs and you're starving your needs. And that's not good. And I love the 80-20 rule because they say you're not going to get that full 100%, but you can at least get 80%. And I feel like 80% is a...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Pretty high number, but you never want to starve the necessities. You never want to starve your non-negotiables. So if you know that you know, I need to talk to my partner. Like me, I'm big on communication. When I'm dating, I need to talk to you every day. I don't care what society is out here telling y'all. Oh, I don't need to talk to my person every day. That's too much. That's blah, 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 blah. That's too much for y'all, but that's not too much for me. Because in my mind, if you like me, you should want to talk to me. Fantasia said, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. That's how I feel. If you're not talking to me, that means you don't want me. Okay. So that's just a necessity that I need for closeness, for intimacy, because I just want to talk to my person all the time. That's a necessity for me. It's not a necessity for everybody. I know people who are like, no, I don't need to talk to my person every day. I'm fine. That ain't me. Right. But I'm not going to date someone who's unable to do that or unwilling to do that. My needs aren't being met. I'm not going to starve my needs for that person. No, I need that. So I'm going to date people who want to talk to me every day and being okay with that. You know what I mean? I want them to want to. So we don't want to get in the habit of settling for almost just because we're tired of waiting for something. No. Keep going until you get that thing that you need, because you don't want to starve your needs. The fourth reason that we often starve our needs is we have developed a pattern from how our parents or our family has treated us. So setting boundaries with family members and parents especially is very hard. It's very hard to tell the people that brought you into this world, no, I can't do that. I need you to respect me. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. It's harder, right? So when you have a parent that may be kind of stubborn or may be kind of difficult, and when you bring your needs to them and they often get defensive when you tell them, hey, this is something that I need, and they tell you, no, I don't care. I brought you in this world. I could take you out. You can develop this pattern where you feel like all of your expression of your needs will be met with rejection, or will be met with apprehension, or will be met with some sort of defensiveness. So you'll just stop saying what you need and just go with it. You just let stuff slide. You just be like, okay, whatever. And it creates this emptiness in you. And you start, one day you look around and you're just like, I'm constantly fulfilling everyone around me needs, but I am not getting my needs fulfilled. And what's the issue? I don't get it. And it could just come from how you were raised, because you have a pattern of just being used to not having your needs met. And that's not fair to you. So I need you to stop starving your needs and understand where the root is. And that root could be that family dynamic where anytime you express your needs, your parents shut it down or made it seem like it wasn't worth it or it didn't matter. So how do you stop starving your needs? Because it is very important that you stop doing this, because I want you to thrive and have a fulfilled life, right? So one, understand why you allow your needs to go unmet in relationships. Again, going back on what I just said, it could be because of your parents. It could be because you're a people pleaser. It could be because you're conflict avoidant. Like, it could be several reasons why you allow your needs to go unmet. But I need you to understand why you do that, because you, I always say this, that awareness is the beginning of breakthrough. You have to become aware of something before you can have a breakthrough. And if you hear somebody else say that, they stole it from me, all I'm saying. But because you have to be aware of it, you have to identify first, why? Why am I allowing my needs to go unmet? And I know for me, that family dynamic and feeling like I could not set boundaries or get certain needs from my family, I just stopped asking. So I'm learning now, like, no, the people around me love me and they care about me. So if I need something, I should be okay with speaking up and not starving my needs. The second thing you need to do is find your voice. You need to find your voice. I'm going to use a great example. You go to a restaurant, your order comes out, it's undercooked. Are you the person who, A, immediately says, hey, what's going on here? Come get this food. It's undercooked. I need you to whatever. Or are you the person that just lets it sit on your plate and you don't say anything because you don't want to cause conflict and you don't want the waiter to feel like you're being difficult? So you just either don't eat the food and you don't say anything about it, or you just eat it even if you don't like it. A lot of us are B. A lot of us are the people who, when the food comes, if it's an issue that you can deal with, you just won't say anything. You'll just deal with it. And I'm going to tell you that that is a telltale sign that you are a person who often does not get your needs met. You're probably starving your needs a lot in your life. And I realized that because I was B. I was big time B energy, okay? I did not want to rock the boat. I was the girl, if I went to a hairstylist and I came out of that chair and my hair looked crazy, I'll go home and fix it, or I'll go to another stylist and they'll fix it. I won't say a word to that person. I'll just pay them and walk out because I was conflict avoidant. And often I waste a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money because I was conflict avoidant, but I had to find my voice. What I noticed was a lot of my friends who grew up in households where their parents taught them or listened to them, and their parents allowed them to speak up, and their parents allowed them to say, hey, I don't like when you did that, mommy. Hey, mom, I feel like this. They were very vocal, and I admired that about them. But I noticed with me, because of how I grew up, with that girl, you were some girl, I'm your parent, you the child type of relationship, my voice, I would just not say anything. I wouldn't use my voice a lot. So I had to overcome that. I had to find my voice. And I started to learn to find my voice in a lot of situations. Like now, if my hair ain't messed up, fix that. If I go to a restaurant and it's a little, can you take this back? I don't care anymore because I need things and I need them to be right. So I would challenge you to find your voice. And I would say, find your voice in small scenarios. Find your voice when someone, you know, you're walking outside and you see something, or your order's wrong, you tell them, hey, can you fix it? Or I'm trying to think of like other simple scenarios. Or at work, when that person, they don't say good morning to you or whatever, and you can be like, good morning. And they'll say, good morning. Hey, good morning. Like, you know, just little ways to find your voice. But often our voice is taken from us just because of how we grew up, or we could have been bullied, or something went awry. But it's time to find your voice again. Somebody listening, it's time to find your voice again. Number three, understand that if you are starving your needs, you'll constantly fall into lopsided relationships where you meet the needs of others, but your needs never go unmet. You, closed mouths don't get fed, okay? So we have to teach people how to treat us. And I don't know why a lot of people feel like humans are mind readers. I'm gonna tell you, we're not. We have yet to tap into telepathic abilities, okay? So you have to tell people what you need. You should not assume that. So you have to use your words, right? And you have to identify what those needs are and use your words to tell people, right? And if you don't, you're going to always feel like you did not get a return on your investment in relationships, because you're constantly pouring into people, but they're not pouring back into you. So your cup gets emptier quicker. Your cups gets empty quicker when other people are not pouring into you, because either one, they don't have the ability to pour into you because maybe they're selfish. Maybe you chose someone who, you know, wasn't willing to meet your needs, or they don't know what you need because you haven't spoken up. And a lot of times it's B. A lot of times people are in your life, love you enough to fulfill your needs, but you're not saying anything. So you're allowing your needs to go unmet. You're starving your needs because you won't speak up, because you won't say anything. And you're in these lopsided relationships wondering like, dang, why are these people around me happy, but I'm not? Why these people around me feel rested and peaceful, but I'm not? Because you are starving your needs. You got to say something and understand that the longer you go starving your needs, the longer you'll be in lopsided relationship. If you want a relationship where two people pour into each other, that could be friendship, romantic relationship, coworker type relationship, whatever, family members, you have to learn to not only pour into others, but allow others to pour into you too. Stop starving your needs, okay? And lastly, reassure yourself that there are people out there that will rise to the occasion and that you actually deserve to have fulfillment in your relationships. Many of us, again, because we've never had it or seen it, we feel like, oh, it's not out there. Oh, maybe I don't deserve it because no one has ever given it to me. Stop all that. Stop all that negativity. No. There are people out there that want to fulfill your needs. There are people out there who want to ask you, what do you need, and assist you with that. There are people who love you enough that want to show up for you. Let them. One of my hardest seasons in life was when I stopped being Superwoman and I started to allow people to help me. I had a big insecurity about needing people. Like, I felt like if I needed somebody, it made me inadequate. I felt like if I needed others to provide certain things for me, that made me inadequate. And I had to learn in a season where God broke me all the way down that needing people is natural. We all need each other. Literally, we all need each other. That's why it's multiple people on this earth, because we need each other. So, and then on the hierarchy of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the sense of belonging is literally on there, scientifically proven that we need people, right? So don't allow your pride to get in your way of getting your needs met. Speak up. Get them needs met. Stop starving your needs. Because I know, especially if you are a single woman, you probably out here so used to being everything for everybody and being everything for yourself. You can get so caught up in that and you just feel like, oh, I got me. I got me. I got me. Okay, cool. But let somebody else get you too. It's okay to let somebody else get you too. That don't make you inadequate. That makes you human. And baby, I want somebody else to carry this load. And I actually think it makes you a better partner when you realize you need people and you're able to allow other people to come in your life and assist you and carry the load with you. You got to let people come in and help you carry that load. That makes you a way better partner when you're able to say, yes, please assist me, instead of just carrying everything. And you, like Erykah Badu, you bag lady out here. You a bag lady. Stop. Stop. Okay. Well, I hope this frees somebody up in here today, because I know a lot of people are starving their needs and I need you to stop doing that. Okay. Want you to overcome that. But in the meantime, like, comment, share, leave me 5 stars on all platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts. If you can't leave me 5 stars, don't leave me no stars at all. Like Tabitha Brown say, even if you're not having a bad, if you're not having a good day, don't go messing up somebody else's day. If you don't want to give me a good score, don't go messing up my score, okay? So give me 5 or nothing, okay? But, all right, y'all, until next time, bye.